Yeah, you know, like 88 77s, they use them in medical equipment, and they replace them on regular time sale. And so, you know, a good 88 77 is worth, you know, hundreds of dollars. So, yeah, I could see that. And then the big boys, you know, like you get into some of the big machines where they're running, you know, 4C and 3CX, you know, 10,000s and 5,000s and stuff like that. You know, tubes with handles, you know, those are for the guys that are making the big boy amps, the homebrew ones. So, yuppers. Nothing like that. I've got, what do I got in tube? I've got two 3500 Z amps. I got that Henry 3K, and then I've got the Drake L7. Other than that, I'm all solid state in my amplifiers. But, you know, the tube amps are more forgiving. They can generally pump out a little bit more. You know, a pair of 3500s, juice them up, and they're very forgiving, and they'll get you a legal limit if you juice them right. And even if you coast them, they'll do 12 to, you know, 12 or so. So it's a great tube. You know, they're not terribly expensive, and they're readily available, so... But that's the only tubes I got left, except for some old vintage gear, you know, with, I got the TS-830, which has a tube final and a tube driver, and, you know, and then some other miscellaneous things, like my old Collins stuff's all tube, but, yeah, there you have it. I did have a question, not to change the subject, but, I might be coming into a couple of Master 3s. What was it about the Master 3 that ultimately had you dump them?
Couldn't get the receivers to, couldn't be sensitive enough. They had, you know, that was like, I had three receiver cards, and they were, the best one had like about a, well, I think it was about a 0.7 microvolt sensitivity, you know. The other ones, the number one was just totally way off, like 12 dB. DBL or something. It was ridiculous. Microvolt thing. The other one was, you couldn't get it down below one or whatever. It just couldn't get it in tuned into the range that I wanted. And there was just, you know, I don't know. It was a complicated machine. You know, you really had to play around with it. If you wanted to do interfacing with it, you had to create all these connectors and cables. Other than using any kind of like standard DB25 or DB9 or who knows what.
Here's the ADL cube.